So Jesus, a Jew, and the woman at the well, a Samaritan. Two different cultures, two different classes who normally would not otherwise interact. Hence, the apostles or the disciples' surprise when they return to the well to see Jesus interacting with the Samaritan woman. But yet, all throughout that dialogue, that exchange and interaction between the woman and Jesus, there is a process unfolding. And it's a process that I like to call the aha moment. Being an educator, when I used to teach middle school, there was a time in the process of teaching where you just see that brightness explode in a child's mind. You see the eyes open, the point where they begin to understand a concept. And it's not because you said anything. It's because they were going through this process of learning where they start to make connections in their minds on their own. That's the aha moment. You can't give it to someone. It just has to unfold. And over the course of this dialogue, you begin to see the Samaritan woman take that process and have that unfolding of understanding of who she was talking with. At first, you hear her say, "I am waiting for the Son of God. I know that Christ will come." And sure, Jesus says it is, "You are talking to the one." But it doesn't click because the dialogue continues. And it's through that dialogue and through the sharing of Jesus' message to her that she begins to believe that she really is talking to the one she was waiting for, Jesus the Christ. And she goes back and shares her message of who she was speaking with other Samaritans. And they too begin that process of coming to understand who this man is. And they believe, in fact, in the story, in the dialogue, we hear them coming back and say, "We believe, not because of what you said, but because they go through individually that journey of understanding what is in front of them, what is about to take place." Last week in the gospel, we hear of the transfiguration, where Jesus begins to reveal himself in small pieces. Well, last week was a really big way he really revealed himself as the Son of God. But he told the disciples not to say anything. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus acknowledging that he is the Son of God. So the unfolding of Jesus' presence as the Son of God begins. And week after week, during this journey of Lent, we're going to see more and more unfolding take place. We are in the midst of coming to understand in our own hearts, in our own minds, who Jesus is for us. And we need to have that aha moment. And Lent is that journey through which we get from beginning to end, slowly but surely, understanding bit by bit this puzzle of who Jesus is coming together. Of course, there are some dramatic end results. We know how the story ends, right? So we've seen the movie, we read the book, we know how the story ends. But it's the journey that we must go through, each of us individually, like the woman at the well, so that we can have that personal dialogue with Jesus in our hearts through the scriptures, through the sacrifice of the Mass, and in our daily lives. Who is Jesus? We know who Jesus is up there. We know the theory, right? We know the religion. We know the church teaching. But how does that materialize day to day in our hearts? How do we prepare during this journey of Lent, which we've really just begun? How do we really make sure that as we progress through this journey, that understanding is unfolding in our hearts. Are we seriously looking at the role that Jesus plays? And as Lent continues and the seriousness of Jesus' role in salvation and in history is revealed, how does that impact our daily lives in 2011? We don't have crucifixions. We don't have Caesar. We don't have Pontius Pilate. We don't have those events that are going to play out later in Lent. But right now, where do we fit in this journey? Where are we in this discovery, this aha moment, really understanding what role Jesus plays in our lives? And it's about preparation. It's about prayer. It's about slowing down. It's about taking into consideration that beginning with today's gospel, we're going to see Jesus interacting with people Jews would otherwise not interact with. And that's going to catch the attention of some leaders. And they're not going to be happy about it, because Jesus is going to do some amazing things. How are we in our own lives, in our own neighborhoods, in our own workplaces, in our own homes, how are we spreading the message of God and preparing others to make way in their own hearts for the presence of God? It is so difficult, from my experience, it is so difficult to bring religion into our lives, because sometimes we want to separate. We go to church on Sunday, that's my holy day, but then Monday comes and I have to go to work. But it's the little things that we do, day in and day out, that identifies ourselves not only as Christians, but as bearers of God's word, and making the way and spreading the message. So the things that we choose to do, the things that we choose not to do, they send messages about who we are, about our faith system, about what we believe, what we value, what we hold to be precious and sacred. The respect of life that we have in looking and dealing with other people and acknowledging the presence of people who may be the most challenged to us. By taking on a task that we would otherwise not want to do. People look at us and they look at our behaviors, and oftentimes it's not what we say, but more so what we do that communicates a message about who we are and what we stand for. On the opposite side, sometimes what we do and what we say sends a message of who we are and what we don't stand for. So our actions, just like Jesus' actions today, oftentimes send louder messages than the words that we speak. Jesus was saying, "I am the one that you're waiting for." But that's not what brought the Samaritan woman to believe. It's what he did and how he acted and the way he interacted with her. The fact that he, as a Jew, was interacting with her sent to her a stronger message than the words he was speaking. And then she goes back and tells others. He didn't have interaction. Jesus didn't have interaction with them. His actions, his behaviors sparked a chain. And that chain led to many people coming back to the well and declaring, "We know who you are." And again, they said, "It's not because of what you said." So in our own lives, it's not what we say many times, it's what we do and how we choose to do it. And over the course of Lent, sometimes we give things up or we take on an extra activity to remind us of this special season that we're in. Maybe a sacrifice. I'm going to give up chocolate. I happen to have given up dessert, except one day. So over the course of the week, that little sacrifice is my reminder. Clearly, I cannot say I can understand what the crucifixion and suffering of Jesus is like because last night I didn't have a brownie. That's clearly not the intention, right? We're not trying to align ourselves with the suffering of Jesus. There's no way we can really do that. But what it's about is changing our behaviors and making sure that we're a different person in some way where it's recognizable to us. Like, I know when I'm in the process of wanting a sweet, that there's a reason why I'm not having it. And hopefully that will spark a change in my own life to really understand why I'm doing it. Maybe because I need to, physically, right? But spiritually, there's a connection. We can connect them spiritually. So, today I leave you with this thought. Whatever it is that you may have chosen to do or not to do as a sacrifice or as an act of penance during this time of Lent, make sure that each day you try to be cognizant of it. You try to understand and recognize what you're doing and why you're doing it or not doing it. And try to connect that back to the season of Lent and to this journey that hopefully is leading all of us here to unfold in our own hearts and in our own minds come to a greater understanding of who Jesus is for us and how that translates to our own lives and how we can be Jesus for others. Not by what we say, but by what we do.